Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're about empowerment. That's what we like to do. And magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about why people lie to their doctors. Oh, I know you have. Many people have kind of fibbed or just didn't disclose enough stuff. So we're going to talk about some new surveys on that. And we got a quack report. But before we get into all that good stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Know about you, but I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. And you want to mind the time because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in Luke 12. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be known. Oh, yeah. So all these people that do stuff in secret. Well, there does come that day when the light does shine on what it is they're doing. And I hope I have a front row seat. You know, talk about the movie, right? Woo! right? Talk about the soap opera of things. But seriously, seek the Lord's face, get in his word, read it. It's a healing miracle just to read those words and absorb that and ponder on them, because that's what wise people do. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Wake that duck up. All right. First up in the quacker, researchers develop artificial muscles they say can lift 1,000 times their own weight. Woo-hoo. Yep. Three different independent groups of researchers say they've made some artificial muscles that are very powerful. These are synthetic muscles designed around coiled fibers, much like natural muscle tissue stretch and contract would be. So these artificial muscles could be used for all kinds of industries. Basically, manufacturing industries could use them, robotics, medical technology industries, you know, future prosthetics. Military could use this, so, you know, lots of potential. And the idea was pioneered by Ray Bogman, a nanotech expert, University of Texas at Dallas. They published their findings in the Journal of Science. And Bogman also and other researchers have found that even your household materials, such as sewing, threads, fishing lines, and stuff like that, could kind of be used like that, a similar type of muscle. All right, so last but not least in the quack report, there's a natural alternative remedy they say that can improve asthma symptoms. Lots of natural alternatives for the asthma problem, actually. But those bronchial tubes can get, you know, inflamed and constricted. And so usually, you know, people are forced to use the medical establishment inhalers for that inflammation and to improve breathing. And in chronic situations of emergency, that may be what you have to do. But a balance of nutritional foods can actually tamp down those asthma reactions a bit. I found that white sugar and butter typically make the condition worse. But they also have a list of things that have active compounds to reduce inflammation: willow bark and meadow sweet, garlic, ginger, avocados and apples and spinach. These all have these nutritional elements like minerals to help with that. The herb that I like to use to dilate bronchial to expand the chest cavity and to relieve that tightness is lobelia. That's the herb that I like to use for that. So lots of alternatives out there. We should just research them and be well. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Frank's trying to get a clip for us. Oh, I hope we can get it. We weren't able to get it last week. Oh, I hope he can. We'll play that in a little bit if he's able to secure that. Oh, you did secure it, Frank? Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to play that in probably second half of the show. That's what we'll do. First part of the show, we are going to be talking about why people lie to their doctors. Well, there's been reports that healthcare workers are frustrated, that their patients are not always honest with them, especially now with the supposed pandemic called COVID-19 that is evidently affecting a minority of the populace, according to epidemiologists. But doctors are kind of frustrated that they are not getting accurate data and guidelines regarding the COVID-19, and the treatment protocols are wrong, making patients who are ill with the virus worse. So there is really no transparency, but there is a lot of propaganda out there that seems to be ushering in changes that may be difficult to reverse. So people are less confident in their healthcare system, and many avoid the doctor or do not disclose everything when they see their doctor. So let's find out some of those reasons why. This was a university survey. They did it in November 2018. The University of Utah Health Center did it. They conducted this survey with regard to patient honesty with their doctors. Now, physicians complain that if patients are not honest about their health, it can negatively affect their outcome. So doctors report that patients often are not honest about their lifestyle. For example, patients may downplay addictions or the number of cigarettes they smoke or the number of alcoholic beverages they consume. Doctors also complain. Doctors lie about how much they exercise. So there are a number of reasons why patients may not want physicians to know everything about their lives, and the Utah survey wanted to find out what those reasons might be. Well, let's look at the reason list. This is what they found out. I don't know, Frank. Well, Frank doesn't go to the doctor, so I can't even ask him. I was going to say, Frank, what's your number one reason that you lie to your doctor? Well, he doesn't go, so I can't ask. All right, so number one reason on the survey list. Uh-oh, Frank's responding. Are you responding to my question, Frank? Well, number one reason on the survey list. Oh, Frank says because he doesn't trust them. You don't trust anyone wearing a mask, Frank? Well, that's everybody these days with COVID-19, isn't it? Well, number one reason on the survey. Number one was patients did not want their doctor judging their life. That's the number one reason, according to the survey. Also on the survey, patients revealed that they don't want to be lectured about their habits and lifestyle. So they don't really want to talk about that. Also, 50% of those that answered the survey said they were embarrassed to tell the truth. Uh-oh. And patients, also they said patients want their doctor to think highly of them. And also patients don't like being pigeonholed that they're someone not making good life choices. So they kind of withhold some of that info. So that's kind of understandable. Those reasons are very understandable. And I once knew this lady that had less than perfect oral health. And on top of that, when she was given this acne medicine when she was in high school, and it permanently turned her teeth gray. So when she went to her dentist as an adult, she was lectured about how bad her teeth were. She got so tired of it that she told the dentist, "Hey, I pay you to clean my teeth and fix the oral health problems, not to lecture me about my lifestyle." So when the dentist continued to lecture her, she got a new dentist. Well, I also knew someone who went to an ear, nose, and throat, an ENT doctor, for a chronic ear infection. And the physician, upon examination, began a detailed report of what he saw looking into her mouth. So he described anxiety due to teeth grinding, late night snacking due to dental plaque, and on he went. The woman felt offended from the profiling of her personal life this way, and more patients than we care to know have had similar encounters. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Angela Fairglen with the University of Utah Health Center. She says, "The patients may not be the only ones to blame. How healthcare providers in certain situations may cause patients to be hesitant to open up and feel more comfortable." Yeah. Also, this is also from the University of Utah's Health Center. Also, this appeared in their report, appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association open issue, November 2018. They said, quote, "When your doctor asks how often you exercise or what you've been eating lately, and if you stretch the truth, well, you're not alone," end of quote. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what else did this survey reveal? Well, the survey says the average age of the respondents in the survey were 36 to 61 years of age. That's span of age there. According to the online, this was an online national survey by the University of Utah, they said 60 to 80% of the patients are not entirely honest with their doctors, and this includes information that would make a significant difference with regard to what the physician recommends for care. So what is even more revealing and concerning is that patients who lie to the doctor don't say anything to them when they don't agree and they don't like the treatment plan that's recommended. Now, in a large segment of those surveyed, they responded that they did not understand the treatment plan, and they didn't want to appear ignorant. So with regard to the female patients, they in the survey, they thought that of themselves as being younger than their chronological age, and they were more likely to not disclose relevant medical history, not only to their physician, but also to their family members. Here is a quote from Dr. Andrea Kumankin, Middlesex Community College in Connecticut. She says she was participating in the survey, but she says, "I'm surprised that such a substantial number of people chose to withhold benign information and that they would admit to it. We also have to consider the interesting limitation that survey participants might have withheld information about what they withheld, which would mean that our study was underestimated on how prevalent this phenomenon is." Yeah, so maybe more than 50% of patients kind of just withhold information. What do you think? I think so. You know, how many people, Frank, have gone to the doctor and they get asked these questions and they're thinking to themselves, that's none of your damn business, right? Right? Especially some of these questions they're told to ask the patient. Doctors may not agree with the checklist, but they're told they have to ask it, you know. Well, yeah. Well, Frank's getting all uppity there. Yeah, but I agree that, you know, the checklist can be really, you know, like, it has nothing to do with your health. You know, some of those questions, they're awful. Well, what may be some of the reasons why patients lie, other than, you know, they're a little embarrassed or they want their doctor to think well of them, so forth and so on. Well, how about some of these reasons now? We got to consider it, look at the bigger picture. As Dr. Levy did point out, there are many reasons why people withhold information, and it may not be for embarrassment's sake. So the healthcare sector has, as you've witnessed, it's become more entangled with other facets of our society, and it influences more. For instance, your healthcare record can influence and what you tell your doctors going in there. And, if, you know, the HIPAA laws, you can just forget the HIPAA laws. You know, that's a bunch of BS. People can get that information. I mean, people hack those databases all the time. So here's the bigger picture. Your healthcare information, what you tell your doctor, can affect employment opportunities. It can influence life insurance benefits or health insurance premiums or personal relationships even, and the right to bear arms or other privileges. Think about that. Think, you know, for instance, if you were, if they determined you're depressed, you may not be able to bear arms, right? Right? They may want to just take those away. So people aren't going to be forthcoming. Now the COVID-19 health scare, it's prompted a lot of discussions with regard to things like permanent changes to things like education. The kids don't need to go to school. They can use technology. Or how about your work environments? What was, the company that said all their employees will not be coming back to work? They're working from home permanently. I can't remember which company it was. It was a big company. Was it Amazon that said that, or? One of those companies. Also, there's also been discussions with changes to, you know, like the work environments, work from home, travel. Have you heard the latest on the travel crap that's coming out? People aren't going to want to do that. And also, your social life in general, being out there in public. So when people who are not legislators or Congress are allowed to tell people who is essential and who's not, while we see the health sector as vulnerable leverage for abuse. And no wonder patients lie to their doctors. Think about it. It's just important we all take good care of ourselves. That's just the bottom line. Because we live in a time where it really is going to be up to us to do as much as we can, much as possible, to remove the likelihood of needing a doctor. So emergencies are going to require medical care. That's a given. But the large majority of healthcare is avoidable. Now, learn how you can do more to protect your health. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog. And you may be saying, well, what's Herbs going to do? Well, you'll find out. You're not going to know until you call, because you're going to be amazed what prevention care is going to do for you, and how you can even use herbs to reverse many internal medicine disorders. See, nobody told you you could do that. See, because that puts you in a powerful position. See, you're less vulnerable, you're less needy, and you're not going to be primed for abuse. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you their 20th anniversary product catalog free in the mail, or you can go to their website and download it. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, you can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Puts the power back in your hand, and you got options there. Options are always great. Always great. Also, we have the most highest power, actually the highest power in the universe, confirming herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and that's God, and he can't lie. So thepowerherbs.com. They just ended their Mother's Day sale, which was fabulous. And but they do have up on their website, under the product categories, some standard coupons you can copy and paste into your shopping cart for savings. Just look them up there, and it'll tell you what they're for. And of course, you can also find those coupon codes in the inside back cover of the catalog, so you can use them over the phone. So it doesn't matter if you don't have the internet or a computer. You can reach them by phone or use your mail order form in the catalog. So there's several ways to get in touch, and that is amazing. All right, in this day and age when everything's, Frank, you won't believe it. So restaurants are now opening up, right? Here in North Carolina, they're phase one opening up. So there's this place that my family and I like to go to, and they make really great turkey burgers, right? Juicy, and you can get a gluten-free bun, and it's just good. It's really good. And so last Friday, my youngest boy and I, let's go get a burger, maybe take it home and eat, get some takeout. So we go over there, because this didn't have a drive-through. This restaurant was a come-in family sit-down thing. And so we thought we'd go up, to the register, place our order, wait on it, and take it home. Well, we get there, and there's an employee guarding the door. And just inside the door were two banquet tables with some takeout bags on it. And nobody was allowed in the facility, even in the dining area, because they weren't dining. And so I asked the guy, I said, can you get takeout? And he says, yeah. I said, so can I place my order now? And the second guy walks up and he says, the employee, and he says, no, you have to go on our online portal and place your order there. I can't just place it with you now. I'm talking to you in person. Can I just place my order and pay in cash? Oh, no. He says, no, we're only accepting clean money now. It hit me. I said, oh, no. Are they using a pandemic to get rid of currency because they think it's contaminated because so many people touch it? That's what went through my head. What do you think, Frank? What do you think of that? Only clean money. Only the credit card stuff, the digital stuff. I'm thinking to myself, wait. Supreme Court case said, you can't reject legal tender. But that's what they're doing. I couldn't convince the guy, that I can give him exact change and everything, and it didn't matter. Not taking it, only accepting clean money. So we walked away without our turkey burgers. Sad but true. And I'm just like thinking to myself, oh, right? Right? What is your opinion on the turkey burger story, Frank? The turkey burger story? It flew away. And we didn't have it. Not one bite. I'm just really disappointed in that. And then I heard stuff today about new changes to flying on airlines and all kinds of permits and stuff. I have millennial children. They thought it was ridiculous. They said, who the heck is going to fly now? Right? Well, Frank says if you have a business license, you must take cash, and if it's legal tender, refuse the debt. And if legal tender refused, the debt is paid. Well, you know, try to explain that to a 20-year-old who's only making $8.50 an hour, right? I know, universal commercial code. I get it. But, you know, these people haven't been around long enough to stand up for anything, really. And they're not going to know what the hell the universal commercial code is. They're not. They don't even know what a general statute is, Frank. They barely know what a license to drive is. Yeah, that's why management needs to be sued. Okay, well, yeah, if you want to go there, take all the resources and time out of your life to do it just because you couldn't order a turkey burger. I don't think that's the hill I want to die on. Turkey burgers are great, but not that great. Anyway, Frank's got a clip we're going to play when we come back from our break. And let me just... Let me just line up this clip for us. So Frank, correct me if I'm wrong. You got this clip on molecule biologist Judy Makrowitz, I believe is how she's a scientist speaking out about the corruption. She wrote on the infectious diseases. You're saying it's 26 minutes long. Very good. We tried to get that last week, and it was promptly taken down. I was so distraught. And so we've been looking. And, Frank, you are amazing to go get this clip before they take it down again. Kudos to Frank over there. So we're going to be talking about that. And it's real important to listen closely because this lady has been through the meat grinder, and her career was ruined over being truthful. And how many of us have heard stories like this? How many people? That's why people don't want to stand up and they want to withhold information. They can't tell their doctor anything because they're worried about the repercussions of telling the truth these days. Right? Like, I know somebody that told the truth. They reported for work at a job site. This is in construction. And this person had chronic allergies, you know, hay fever season. And so they were sneezing a little bit, blowing their nose. And foreman comes over, talks to him and says, you know, what are you doing? Working? No. What are you doing with your hanky out? Blowing my nose. Well, why? Because I had to blow some snot out. That's what he said. You know how the construction workers are. They're kind of blunt, right? So they think he's got COVID-19 and they sent him back to his employer. He couldn't work on the job site that day. See the insanity here, Frank? Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to play our clip. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and I believe Frank's going to play this clip once again. This is an interview that Judy Makowitz, scientist and molecule biologist, is explaining how deep the corruption is in infectious disease, and that includes the folks that are in charge of COVID-19. Let's play the clip.
Dr. Judy Makowitz has been called one of the most accomplished scientists of her generation. Her 1991 doctoral thesis revolutionized the treatment of HIV/AIDS. At the height of her career, Dr. Makowitz published a blockbuster article in the journal Science. The controversial article sent shockwaves through the scientific community as it revealed that the common use of animal and human fetal tissues were unleashing devastating plagues of chronic diseases. For exposing their deadly secrets, the minions of Big Pharma waged war on Dr. Makowitz, destroying her good name, career, and personal life. Now, as the fate of nations hang in the balance, Dr. Makowitz is naming names of those behind the plague of corruption that places all human life in danger. So you made a discovery that conflicted with the agreed-upon narrative.
Correct.
And for that, they did everything in their powers to destroy your life.
Correct.
You were arrested.
Correct.
And then you were put under a gag order.
For 5 years, if I went on social media, if I said anything at all, they would find new evidence and put me back in jail. And it was one of the few times I cried. And it was because I knew there was no evidence the first time. And when you can unleash that kind of force to force someone into bankruptcy with a perfect credit score. And so that I couldn't bring my 97 witnesses, which included the heads, Tony Fauci, you know, Ian Lipkin, the heads of the public health and HHS, who would have had to testify that we did absolutely nothing wrong.
And so what did they charge you with?
Nothing.
But you were in jail.
I was held in jail with no charges. I was called a fugitive from justice. No warrant, literally drugged me out of the house. Our neighbors are looking at what's going on here. You know, they searched my house without a warrant, literally terrorized my husband for 5 days. They said, if you don't find the notebooks, if you don't find the material, which was not in my possession, but planted in my house.
As if you took intellectual property from the laboratory. Is
yes.
that correct?
It was intended to appear as if I took confidential material, names, and intellectual property from the laboratory. And I could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that I didn't. Heads of our entire HHS colluded and destroyed my reputation, and the Department of Justice and the FBI sat on it and kept that case under seal, which means you can't say there's a case or your lawyers are held in contempt of court. So you can't even get a lawyer to defend you. So every single due process right was taken away from me, and to this day remains the same. I have no constitutional freedoms or rights.
Yet you sit here. I think a lot of people would probably have just taken the retirement out early, laid low, but you have decided to come forth when your gag order has been released to write a book called Plague of Corruption, Restoring Faith in the Promise of Science. And you are naming names.
Absolutely.
Apparently, their attempt to silence you has failed. And I have to ask, how do you sit here with confidence to call out these great forces and not fear for your life as you leave this building?
Because if we don't stop this now, we can not only forget our republic and our freedom, but we can forget humanity because we'll be killed by this agenda.
So, Anthony Fauci.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci. I'm the director.
The man who is heading the pandemic task force was involved in a cover-up.
He directed the cover-up. And in fact, everybody else was paid off. And paid off big time. Millions of dollars in funding from Tony Fauci, Tony Fauci's organization, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. These investigators that committed the fraud continue to this day to be paid big time by the NIAID.
And the whole world is listening to his advice for how to handle this current pandemic. How do we know that what he's saying is what we need to be learning?
What he's saying is absolute propaganda, and the same kind of propaganda that he's perpetrated to kill millions since 1984.
We know from this study quite clearly that there will be a delay in progression significantly greater than for individuals who do not take the drug.
It started really when I was 25 years old. I was part of the team that isolated HIV from the saliva and blood of the patients from France, where Luc Montagnier had originally isolated the virus. This was a confirmatory study, but Tony Fauci and Robert Gallo were working together then to spin the story in a different way. At that time, Dr. Rossetti was out of town, and Tony Fauci says, you know, we understand that you have a paper in press, and we want a copy of it. And I said, yes, there's a paper in press, and it's confidential, and no, I will not give you a copy of it. He started screaming at me, then he said, give us the paper right now, or you'll be fired for insubordination. And I just said, I'm sure when Dr. Rossetti gets back, you can have the conversation. And so Frank comes back, you know, several weeks later, and is really bullied into giving Fauci the paper. Fauci holds up the publication of the paper for several months, while Robert Gallo writes his own paper and takes all the credit, and of course patents are involved. This delay of the confirmation, you know, literally led to spreading the virus around, you know, killing millions.
Perhaps no one expressed the anguish of AIDS better than New York writer Larry Kramer. But he was even more angry at the federal government and the pharmaceutical industry. One person who felt Kramer's fury was NIH Dr. Anthony Fauci.
It's still been crushing to me to think that I didn't know my work in 1999 was something that had been avoided. From 83 and 82, when the virus was isolated, the virus didn't have to wait until 84 to be confirmed. Think of how many people, the entire continent of Africa, you know, lost a generation as that virus was spread through because of the arrogance of a group of people, and it includes Robert Redfield, who's now the head of the CDC. Right along with Tony Fauci. They were working together to take credit and make money, and they had the patents on it and tailored them to IL-2 therapy, which was absolutely the wrong therapy. And had that not happened, millions wouldn't have died from HIV.
How can a man who's giving, any person who's giving global advice for health own a patent in the solution in the vaccine? Isn't that a conflict of interest, or shouldn't it be?
It is a conflict of interest. And in fact, this is one of the things that I've been saying and would like to say to President Trump: repeal the Bayh-Dole Act.
Bayh-Dole fundamentally changed the way universities approach technology transfer. And you can see that best in the statistics. Universities obtain 16 times as many patents today as they did in 1980. Now, everybody's getting more patents, but still, universities' share of all patents in the United States is more than 5 times greater than it was before Bayh-Dole. The situation has gotten so bad that one information technology industry official has publicly referred to universities as, quote, crack addicts, unquote, driven by, quote, small-minded tech transfer offices addicted to patent royalties.
That act gave government workers the right to patent their discoveries, so to claim intellectual property for discoveries that the taxpayer paid for. Ever since that happened in the early 80s, it destroyed science, and this allowed the development of those conflicts of interest. And this is the crime behind letting somebody like Bill Gates, with billions of dollars — nobody elected him, he has no medical background, he has no expertise — but we let people like that have a voice in this country while we destroy the lives of millions of people.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
If we activate mandatory vaccines globally, I imagine these people stand to make hundreds of billions of dollars that own the vaccines.
And they'll kill millions, as they already have with their vaccines. There is no vaccine currently on the schedule for any RNA virus that works.
So I have to ask you, are you anti-vaccine?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, vaccine is immune therapy, just like interferon alpha is immune therapy. So I'm not anti-vaccine. My job is to develop immune therapies. That's what vaccines are.
Do you believe that this virus was created in a laboratory?
I wouldn't use the word created, but you can't say naturally occurring if it was by way of the laboratory. So it's very clear this virus was manipulated, this family of viruses was manipulated and studied in a laboratory where the animals were taken into the laboratory, and this is what was released, whether deliberate or not. That cannot be naturally occurring. Somebody didn't go to a market, get a bat. The virus didn't jump directly to humans. That's not how it works. That's accelerated viral evolution. If it was a natural occurrence, it would take it up to 800 years to occur. This occurred from SARS-1 within a decade. That's not naturally occurring.
And do you have any ideas of where this occurred?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it occurred between the North Carolina laboratories, Fort Detrick, U.S. Army Research Institute of Infectious Disease, and the Wuhan laboratory.
$3.7 million flowed from the National Institutes of Health here in the U.S. to the Wuhan lab in China, the same lab where many people have said that this coronavirus infection first originated. We also now know that NIAID, the department associated with the National Institutes of Health, of which Dr. Anthony Fauci is in control, had already been conducting experiments with the Wuhan lab in the past in regard to coronavirus. If Dr. Anthony Fauci cannot be honest with the public about his connection to this lab, then Fauci has to go.
In 1999, I was working in Fort Detrick in USAMRID there, and my job was to teach Ebola how to infect human cells without killing them. Ebola couldn't infect human cells until we took it in the laboratories and taught them.
It's hard to ignore the death tolls. People have been dying. They are dying from this in quite alarming numbers. How do you reconcile that?
It's pretty easy when you see, for me, when you see what the government has done, and that is that they took, quoting Dr. Birx,
"We've taken a very liberal approach to mortality."
If my husband were to die, who has COPD, his lungs have fibrosis, his lungs would look exactly like somebody with COVID-19, theoretically, but he has no evidence of infection. So if you're not testing and you don't have evidence of infection, and if you walked in there today, you know, they'd call it COVID-19. And we hear this from the doctors and nurses who are upset.
I've seen so many doctors online that have made their own webcam videos just perplexed by the protocol that the CDC had given them.
Well, last Friday I received a 7-page document that sort of told me that if I had an 86-year-old patient that had pneumonia but was never tested for COVID-19, but sometime after she came down with pneumonia, we learned that she had been exposed to her son, who had no symptoms, but later on was identified with COVID-19, that it would be appropriate to diagnose on the death certificate COVID-19.
When I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so.
Why would they want to skew the number of deaths due to COVID-19?
Well, fear is a great way to control people, and sometimes people's ability to think for themselves is paralyzed if they're frightened enough. And that's not where I want people to be. I want people to say, we're going to get through this. I'm going to use my head. I'm going to go to different sources. I'm going to listen to different sources, and I'm going to think for myself, because that's what America's about.
If someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID-19 death.
You don't die with an infection. You die from an infection.
I've talked with doctors who have admitted that they are being incentivized to list patients that are sick or have died with COVID-19.
Yeah, $13,000 for Medicare, if you call it COVID-19.
Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much.
And you've killed them with the ventilator because you gave them the wrong treatment.
All the things that just don't make sense, the patients I'm seeing in front of me, the lungs I'm trying to improve, have led me to believe that we are operating under a medical paradigm that is untrue. And I fear that this misguided treatment will lead to a tremendous amount of harm to a great number of people in a very short time.
My next question is about Italy. I want to know why Italy was hit so hard.
Italy has a very old population. They're very sick with inflammatory disorders. They got, at the beginning of 2019, an untested new form of influenza vaccine that had four different strains of influenza, including the highly pathogenic H1N1. That vaccine was grown in a cell line, a dog cell line. Dogs have lots of coronaviruses, and that's why they're not testing there. You could just say, oh, it was that.
As the country begins emerging from the worst of the coronavirus epidemic, one question remains. What happened to all the hydroxychloroquine?
We know that hydrochloroquine and zinc are working great for patients. And then Fauci comes out and says, well, there's no double-blind controlled placebo study, which, by the way, Dr. Fauci, is there going to be a double-blind controlled placebo study of your vaccine? Is there?
In a survey polling nearly 2,300 doctors in some 30 countries, hydroxychloroquine was ranked as the most effective medication to treat the virus.
The AMA was saying, you know, doctors will lose their license if they use hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malarial drug that's been on the list of essential medicine worldwide for 70 years. Dr. Fauci calls that anecdotal
data.
It's not storytelling if we have thousands of pages of data saying it's effective against these families of viruses. This is essential medicine, and they keep it from the people. Not only now, but back in autism with our discovery, there was an old antiviral drug, 100-year-old drug called Suramin, on the WHO list of essential medicine. It literally gave kids with autism a voice, a life. What did Bayer and Monsanto do? They took it away from everybody. You couldn't get it to save your life right now, and we tried. Believe me, every way we could. So when you take away a medicine, and not just the WHO, not just the WHO, the FDA, the CDC, Tony Fauci, close everything. Just end it all, and we've got a healthy world again, and we got tons of money because we can take all that money they're making on their patents, and we can give it to the victims of this plague of corruption.
Is it safe to say that anything that cannot be patented has been shut down intentionally because there's no way to profit from it, all these natural remedies that we have had forever?
Absolutely, that's fair to say, and that's exactly what's going on in COVID-19. The game is to prevent the therapies till everyone is infected and push the vaccines, knowing that the flu vaccines increase the odds by 36% of getting COVID-19.
Where does that data come from?
A publication last year where the military who had been vaccinated with influenza were more susceptible to coronaviruses. Coronaviruses are in every animal. So if you've ever had a flu vaccine, you were injected with coronaviruses and then to put on a mask.
This doesn't make any sense. We wear masks in an acute setting to protect us. We're not wearing masks. Why is that? Because we understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. And now I'm at home, hand washing vigorously, washing the counters, worried about things that are indeed what I need to survive.
You're not immunodeficient, and you're not elderly. You should be able to go out without any gloves and without a mask. I think if you are those things, you should either shelter in place or wear a mask and gloves. I don't think everybody needs to wear a mask and gloves because it reduces your bacterial flora. It doesn't allow you to interact with society, and your bacteria flora and your viruses, your friends that protect you from other diseases, end up going away, and now you're more likely to get opportunistic infections. Infections that are hoping you don't have your good bugs fighting for you, if that makes sense.
And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike.
I guarantee when we reopen, there's going to be a huge, huge amount of illness that's going to be rampant.
The building blocks of your immune system is virus and bacteria. End of story.
Wearing the mask literally activates your own virus. You're getting sick from your own reactivated coronavirus expressions. And if it happens to be SARS-CoV-2, then you've got a big problem.
You're not the first virologist who has told me that we're doing the exact opposite of what we should be doing to contain and to create immunity from this virus.
Why would you close the beach? You've got sequences in the soil, in the sand. You've got healing microbes in the ocean, in the salt water. That's insanity.
These institutions that are polluting our environment and our bodies, there was a time when they actually had to fight their own battles. But they've done such a great job at manipulating the masses that it's other people shutting down other citizens, and the big tech platforms follow suit and they shut everything down. There is no dissenting voices allowed anymore in this free country, which is something I never thought I would live to see.
Nor would I, except what I've experienced since 2011. It's beyond comprehension how a society can be so fooled that the types of propaganda continue to where they're just driving us to hate each other.
You want to go to work?
Yes.
And get this disease? I think the medical profession know what they're
talking
about.
They've been wrong so far, ma'am. They've been wrong.
Hopefully, this is the wake-up call of all America to realize this makes no sense, and we win, because it will take down the whole program with information like this. And for me, it's the great news that the doctors are waking up and saying, wait a minute.
You doctors that are watching this, and I see a lot of you right here, why are you not getting loud? I'm here to defend you. I'm here to defend my freedoms. I'm here to defend my family's freedoms, my patients' rights to choose what to do with their life. I'm just blown away. And I'm blown away why there are not more doctors like me talking about this all over the place. We should be banding together right now. You need to wake up, because your liberties are getting taken away from you all because of fake news that's out there. This is wrong. People should be going to jail for this stuff.
So it's not the scientists who are in any way dishonest. They're listening to people who for more than 40 years have controlled who gets funded, what gets published. And I'm sorry to say, many, many people will simply take the money and the fame and that support, things that absolutely aren't true.
What do you say to the medical professionals that are just beginning to get a glimpse of the depth to which they have been misled and steered away from their oath to do no harm?
I say, forgive yourselves. It's the hardest thing to realize for all of us, and is that with all the best intention, we studied, we learned what we thought was the truth. We had no idea that the data that we were being told was true was not true. We've been taught now in our schools a very different science. You don't get funded if you don't speak the party line. You don't get published. That was probably the hardest thing for me to take, is understanding that scientific journals would twist a discovery that should have healed all.
Will the scientific community have the courage to answer the question of whether these diseases might have been of their own creation? Thank you.
So what we did pretty much ever since I got out of jail, we started an education company. We wake up doctors, and it's very difficult. But every doctor who realized they may have been part of the problem has now turned that around to march toward a better society and restore faith in the promise of medicine. That's all we can do.
Well, Dr. Mikovits, thank you so much for your time. It's been a real honor to sit here with you, and particularly thank you for your courage.
Thank you, Mickey. I appreciate it a lot.
The idea that we are now a few days away from a new administration, given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity of serving in 5 administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, is that there is no question that there will be a surprise outbreak.
Well, there you go, folks. A little truth there for you to mull over for the rest of the week. And I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure your disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.